101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey there! This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Broken English, quaalude karma.
find footing when you're in the air. Sleep with the ghost and you're running scared of who? Of who? Save up your money and your bad dreams. Take them on a holiday on a one-way trip for two. With the view. Scraping off the wall paint, fingers in the creases. Kicking out the ashes, dusting off the phoenix. In the bleachers, Mr. Satisfaction, hold me like you mean it.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know what it is. Coming live from unceded Musqueam territory at the heart of UBC Point Grey campus on this beautiful, cold, dark, amazing Tuesday evening. What's up? Chilling with the Music Collective, Word on the Street. My name's Eric Shaori.
I'm Brennan Terrick.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's James Shaw. Glad to be back.
You know what it is, a dream team. You know what I'm saying? We all share something in common. We're all happy that the day is over, ain't that right?
Especially happy that the day is over.
Yeah, man. So, guys, how have you guys been since we last met last week?
Man, I've been busy, so busy with school.
Mm-hmm.
But this is honestly one of the best ways to really get away from that and just have a good time on a Tuesday evening.
It's nice. It's something to look forward to. You know, you come out of classes, It's dark at 4 o'clock,
right?
You come out and you're like, okay, you know what, the Music Collective's getting together.
Ooh, that's what it's about, the Music Collective. You know, we're always up to no good and always up to good at the same time, you know. So we got a special today. We got a special episode. We got a live performance by Young Blood.
What
Young Blood.
Hey, Young Blood
just pulled up to the studio. We're getting set up for that. We're here to entertain y'all.
I'm so excited.
Make your Tuesday traffic blues that much easier. driving down Granville Bridge, driving across the Lands Bridge, you
skirt,
know.
Skirt.
Keep it easy, you know, keep your temper controlled. And that's what's up. We're going to start this show as usual, you know, with a recap of last week and the events in the Lower Mainland last week. Who's going to take it away?
I mean, this Friday, last Friday, UBC Improv hosted a really, really good show. It was awesome. It was, the theme was throwback to 2003.
Ooh,
it was
nice,
pretty good. All the nice themes had some classic 2003 music. Yeah. The Britney Spears.
Oh, I love the vibe.
It was a good time. It was really good. UBC Improv is honestly awesome. They do every other Friday, so two Fridays from now, if you don't have anything to do. Like get on it, get a ticket.
Yeah. Where is this?
It takes place in Neville East Scarf. Doors open. Line usually starts at 6. Doors open at 6:30 to 7. But like you gotta get there early for a good time. The theater fills up.
Yeah,
sounds popping.
It sounds popping. If there's a line, by 6 I know. And doors open at 6:30.
If people are lining up at 6 p.m., you know.
Oh, like, you already know. Yeah. Yeah. No, the auditorium fills up. People are like sitting on the stairs. It's good. Scarf 201.
Scarf 201, you heard it here first for UBC Improv. You know what I'm saying? Take our word. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'll be there.
You going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Might get on stage.
Oh, that sounds like a disaster.
Excuse me. That's the part where we say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Man.
Hell yeah, it's going to be great.
I don't know, man. No, okay. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm no improv professional.
You're not a pro, exactly, but... You're also not an amateur, are you?
No, absolutely not.
You're just there lingering.
Do I look like an amateur?
Not at all, bro.
There you go.
Not at
all. There's your answer.
Not at all. Yeah, I was actually at a show as well. I forgot when this show was. This show was on Friday. I was at a show at LED Nightclub. Sick Nation presents a show for the visually impaired. It was a hip-hop, R&B... type of mixed show.
Nice.
You know, those different varieties of music, and I think all these artists just rallied up behind the cause, visually impaired. You know, it was pretty good. Shout out the homies Atomic. They did their thing. Shout out the homie Shaori. He did his thing.
Yeah, shout out the homie Shaori.
Shout out the homie Always. Easy Mac, yeah. You know, Taylor Fresh, Jay Black. It was a good squad. It was a good squad. And, you know, yeah, looking forward to the next show.
Oh yeah.
What about you, bro? You been
I've been
studying all weekend.
Yeah, no, it's been, like I said, I haven't been here for a couple of weeks, but there's good reason, you know, trying to keep those grades up. You know, I can't be here at CITR if I start failing out of class.
True.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was able to catch the King Krule show.
Oh, that's so cool.
I don't know if I see you. Was spoke about that because I actually ran into her. Another member of Word on the Street. So I was speaking to her about that, and it was a great show. This guy is is absolutely crazy as a performer.
King Krule,
yeah, you like him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard his new album?
A little bit, bits and pieces.
Yeah. So he was playing a lot of his old stuff, and this guy has a very thick English accent, very, very thick. So like half the time I don't really know what he's saying.
Yeah.
But he brings this vibe that's like it's actually crazy. Mm-hmm. It's not like powerful. It's just like he's insane. Like he's rolling around on stage, like wailing out his lyrics on the floor. And I gotta say, everyone was pretty hype about it.
That's intense.
I think wailing is a really good word to describe.
Yeah, because he's got really that like blue, that blue vibe to him, right?
It's like so scratchy, but it's so good.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun, and it was also the first show I've seen people whip out their lighters at the end. Like for real.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, because
why? Trying to burn down the place. Or
I don't know. Yeah. At the end of it, everyone was feeling it, and like I was surprised. Like there was a good like 50 lighters in the crowd, and I was it was really fun.
Yeah,
it's a good show.
That's dope. Yeah, and like we say, we got a special today. We got Young Blood. We got Alexis. They just came to the studio. You've been listening to the EP Feel Alright, the first. Four songs we just played. Right now we're listening to Razor Fine, and Young Blood got a show this weekend.
Oh yeah, it is November 25th. Mm-hmm. Young Blood's play at the Baltimore, and like check it out if you're not doing anything then. Even if you are doing
cancel your plans.
Exactly, yeah.
It's gonna be worth it.
Don't cancel your plans, just postpone them.
Yes.
You can put anything off if you try hard enough.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, come through for that. We're going to be there. Come chill with the Music Collective, you know what I'm saying? Word on the Street. And right now we're just gonna let this song wrap up, and then we're gonna have Young Bloods playing for us a special. Like we said, it's
very,
a special.
Very soon.
It's a special time.
Yeah, it's a special time. With that in mind, then we're just gonna let the song play, and we'll be back with you. Stay tuned. CITR 101.9.
I'm so tired. Creaking floors, just as familiar as the cracks in your palm. And I wanna be in this moment with you, but I'm restless here. I got these dreams and I can't seem to shake them. Is there something more? Is there something better? And will I find it if I leave you behind? At 20 something feels like losing.
Hey guys, Eric here, and we've just been in the studio with Young Blood, and we've been setting up their performance for you guys. Yeah, this one's going to be an exciting one. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully you all are. And guys, you ready?
Heck yeah, we're ready. What's up, CITR listeners?
What's up? I'm
gonna play a couple songs for you. Broken English, Quaalude, comma, Valley of the Dolls persona. Sounds like pieces floating slowly, slowly down a path of treetops lonely. A ring for each year's ceremony. We all hide our tender moments. Starting to hit the ground. No feet, no silence, no sound. A fleet standing all around. And round we go. Starting to hit the ground. No feet, no silence, no sound. A fleet standing all around. And round we go. Can't feel it, 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 can't feel it. Whisper slowly to the old me, lifting off with grass pastel green, facing the cool earth one side only, only, only. Finally hit the ground, no space, no color, no sound. A fleet standing all around, and round we go. Starting to hit the ground, no space, no color, no sound. A fleet standing all around, and round we go. Don't need it, 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 don't need it. Don't feel alone. Oh, I on my own. Oh, I've got control. Oh, the best in show. The best in show. The best in show. Starting to hit the ground. No feet, no silence, no sound. A fleet standing all around. And round we go. Starting to hit the ground. No feet, no silence, no sound. A fleet standing all around. And round we go. Finally hit the ground. No space, no color, no sound. A fleet standing all around. Round we go! Thanks, guys. This is actually the first time we've ever played with only a keyboard and myself singing, so we're having a real fun time up here figuring out what's real, what's not real, what's a dream, what's not a dream. I think this is real, but I'm just going to keep going with it. I'm just going to play a couple more songs. This next song is called Feel All Right. And it goes a little something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find footing when you're in the air. Sleep with the ghost and you're running scared of who, of who. Save up your money and your bad dreams. Take them on a holiday on a one-way trip for two with a view. Scraping off the wall paint, fingers in the creases, kicking up the ashes, dusting off the phoenix, unassumed with you. Chalk it up to fashion, blushing in the bleachers, Mr. Satisfaction, hold me like you mean it, and for the rest, it's true. Start at the bottom and you write your own. Scaling up the walls of your penthouse home to choose your views. Sleep with the strangers till you find one that you can rely on, that you wanna breathe in all the good way, for good way. Don't need a reason, hearts are for feeling. Top side overnight feels high, burning. Scraping off the wall paint, fingers in the creases, kicking up the ashes, dusting off the phoenix, unassumed with you. Chalk it up to fashion, blushing in the bleachers, Mr. Satisfaction, hold me like you mean it, and for the rest, it's true. Crowd's going wild in here. You can't hear it, but oof, man, CITR, you guys really know how to go crazy. I'm sure these guys already said to you on air, but we're playing at the Biltmore Cabaret this Saturday with a whole band, which is pretty cool. It's going to sound very different from this. This is the remix version. It's a little bit more chill, but it's a rainy day. I think everyone's feeling good and chill. This is our last song. It's called Alone With You, and we will leave you here. Hope to see you on Saturday. You guys are the best. Love you. Bye. Be alone with you when your feelings don't feel like your own. rather be alone with you, 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 you. Tell her your expensive lies, a wasted youth on the simple things. Your hungry eyes are like a thousand knives, and now your face will betray it. You've sunk your teeth for the last time, and now I'm never gonna chase you, 'cause you're the one that I left behind. When your feelings don't feel like your own, holding on to something that feels true.
God damn. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Young Blood. Woo! Round of applause, yo. That was.
I enjoyed it. It was so good.
That was actually dope, man. You know what I'm saying? CITR is wild, man. You know what I'm saying? The fans can't get enough, yo. That was amazing. What'd you think?
It worked out really well. Like the synth and the vocals, I thought exactly. It was good. I dug it. It was a different sound, but I thought it worked.
Yeah, that was actually amazing. Wow. Like, I've listened to their music on Spotify and just listening to it live, man. Like,
you know. It was good. It worked out. Yeah. It worked out really well.
Yeah. And now we're honored to have Young Blood, or part of Young Blood, in the studio with us. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
What's up?
What's up? First of all, thank you so much for taking the time to just join us today and for such a wonderful performance. Honestly, man, that was great. Well done.
Thanks. I'm glad that you liked that. We kind of really rejigged it last minute, but I think it's kind of working in a cool way we've never tried before.
Yeah, we could dial that in.
we could probably rehearse that.
It's fun being kind of pulled out of your element, having gear fail and having to reinvent stuff on the fly, but
we play the same like setup with the full band all the time, so it's actually kind of interesting. Bruce, who's here playing keyboards, forcing him to play pretty much everyone's parts at once. He's like, I'm not sure if I know the bass line, but I'll figure it out right now.
I saw that he was switching, like, you know, from one piano like sound to another, man. Like, that's
if you heard like a little like
bzzz through the microphone, that was probably our brains frying.
Oh, yeah. that's exactly what it was. That was not a technical difficulty.
No, it wasn't.
It was just like the creative comic.
Yeah, that was like creative rejigging and Tetrising happening on the fly. So
I think it worked out really well. It sounded kind of like ghosty.
I mean, we're down with the ghosty.
Yeah. Exactly, and like you said, even if like you just cooked it up like without any rehearsal, like if you already have the talent, so like, you know, we're not here for perfection. Everything you do like is natural, and like that's how it should be. That was very natural. Like
right on. The rest of our band, we're going to India next week actually to play some shows, and the rest of our band were like, oh, we can't make it. We gotta go get like tetanus shots and like pick up some power converters and whatever. So we can't come by. I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, guys.
Yeah, fair enough. That's good. Actually, thanks, guys, for not coming, because like that means you guys all have to come back again.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get everything set up this time.
But that would be great. We would absolutely love to come back.
Do it this way, too.
Or we could come back, me and Bruce. Yeah.
Honestly, we'd really appreciate that. Yeah, sure. Definitely. How long are you guys going to India for?
We're going to be there like...
better part of 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's really exciting. Yeah, exciting. Congratulations.
It's going to be very different. We don't really know what to expect.
Yeah, I hope to be blown away and shocked in all the right ways.
Exactly.
Definitely. Pretty sure it will be.
If you just don't set any expectations and just like...
Yeah.
Just go with it. That's so cool. Yeah. That's such a unique experience too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly. I mean, it's not really something that we like thought we would do. Yeah. We didn't like reach out to people in India and say like, can we come over there? Yeah. Just some guy saw us play at a festival that we did in May called The Great Escape in Brighton. Mm-hmm. And was like, yeah, I booked this festival in India. I'd really like you guys to play. And we're like, oh, okay, sure. And then we Googled it and we're like, what? This is a huge festival.
Yeah.
This would be amazing.
Yeah.
So we booked a tour around this festival, basically.
Damn.
The festival's called NH7 Festival, in case anyone
feels
like to do like a sporadic trip to India next week.
It's
up for guest list. Yeah, it's up for guest list, guys. We got you.
Yeah. That's amazing. Like, honestly, going to India, I mean, traveling the world is one thing. But, like, doing what you love, your passion, going to play music.
Touring in general with your best friends.
Yeah.
There's no better way to see the world.
Exactly.
Although it's brief,
yeah.
you're kind of in and out and you're hustling.
Yeah.
It's the best experience. And when opportunities like India come up, when you think, when you weigh it out, you're like, well, are we going to go back? What's the market like? Are we going to build a fan base realistically in India that we maintain with tours every year?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a hell of a time.
Figuring it out.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go through the visa process, which was actually way more intense than the U.S. visa application process.
Damn.
It was crazy. Like, they need to know, like, your mother's mother's information, like, where your whole family is from. And
Everywhere you've been the last 10 years.
Yeah, every single country you visited the last 10
that's
years.
Actually intense. Yeah.
They need to know all visible markings on your body.
Wait,
we had to list like every single tattoo and significant scar.
Whoa.
And a lot of really crazy stuff for these visas. These were business visas, though, not like tourist visas.
Enough.
If you go, if you're like thinking of traveling to India and you're like, I guess not.
They're going to probe me.
Yeah,
so,
if you get like a working holiday visa, I think, or just a travel visa, I think
it's easier.
It's mellow. Okay. But business visa, we were like, holy
heck.
Just leave the instruments here and
just go for a good time.
Just snaps.
Yeah, right? Just a bus around the street. We get like a little snake on the side of the road, put it in a basket, play the flute.
Like you get up and stay at